Yeah, and she's right when you think about it there, and I kind of got had the same idea, and half of the reason I got into it, too, is when all the disasters hit, you know, New Orleans and all the other kind of stuff that's happened around the country kind of thing, everything goes down except for it ends up being the local ham operators who keep the communications going and, you know, let the authorities know what's going on and, you know, what's happening here or there. I sort of like listening to and getting in on some of the twice a year they have these simulated emergency testing for the counties. That's kind of a fun thing to listen to and kind of realize you got people out there that are volunteering their time and their energy and resources to, you know, kind of keep us all covered if something does happen.